Often, the hands will solve a mystery that the intellect has struggled with in vain. Carl Jung. The Emotion Code, Chapter 8. Surrogates, Proxies, and Distance Healing. Imagine being able to release trapped emotions on a loved one who is thousands of miles away. Imagine being able to tap into the subconscious mind of someone who is in a coma or unconscious and needs your help. Imagine being able to test your pet for trapped emotions and improve his behavior. All this and more is possible through two expanded forms of muscle testing that I refer to as surrogate and proxy testing. Surrogate and proxy testing are probably the most useful adjuncts to muscle testing that have ever been discovered. I have taught many people to use these methods, and they have been able to use the emotion code in what would otherwise have been impossible circumstances. Although I have used surrogate and proxy testing for many years, I am continually impressed by how well they work. These forms of testing give you the ability to test otherwise untestable people, as well as to perform true distance healing. I believe that we are living in an era when all the knowledge of the past ages is coming back to the earth, and that the emotion code may once have formed part of that body of knowledge. As we continue to refine our understanding of how the world works, we have made incredible advances in many areas. Things that would have been inconceivable in the past are commonplace to us today. Just over a century ago, if you wanted to capture a likeness of someone, you had to draw or paint it. To create a full color rendering usually took lots of paint supplies and many hours of effort. Now all you need is a tiny digital camera and a split second to press the shutter. Going to visit a relative 100 miles away used to be a week-long activity. Now you can easily get there and back in half a day. The task at hand is always made simpler when you have the right tools. Surrogate and proxy testing are powerful tools that can be used to effectively release trapped emotions, regardless of whether that person is right in front of you or thousands of miles away. Gifts from above. I look on surrogate and proxy testing as gifts from above, gifts that allow us to get the job done even under trying circumstances. For example, suppose you have a young child with an anger problem and suspect that a trapped emotion is involved. How do you muscle test a young child? Suppose your husband, who is overseas in the military, is grieving over the loss of a comrade. How can you help him at such a distance? Your dog becomes lethargic after one of your children goes away to college. You suspect there may be a trapped emotion involved, but how can you be sure? Your pet may understand a lot of what you say, but will they know what it means to resist when you do a muscle test? If so, please call me. Surrogate and proxy testing allow you to use someone else as a substitute for the person or animal you're trying to test. Both methods are very simple and take two people plus the person or animal you are testing. These two testing methods differ in that while surrogate testing is used to test an untestable person who is physically present, proxy testing allows you to test a person who is not present and who can indeed be literally anywhere in the world. Surrogate testing. The following analogy will help you to understand how surrogate testing works. Many small farms and ranches in America have low-voltage electrified cattle fences around their grazing areas. When a cow brushes up against the wire in an electrified fence, it receives a slight shock. These fences have proven to be simple but effective at keeping cattle safely within their confines. Not long after the first electric cattle fence was installed, farm boys made an interesting discovery. If one boy took hold of the fence, it was a shocking experience. The mild jolt of electricity pouring through his body was intense, but not life-threatening. If the boy holding onto the fence grabbed hold of another boy, suddenly that boy would experience the shocking discomfort, and the boy touching the wire would feel nothing. He would merely be acting as the transmitter of the electricity, like an extension cord. It didn't take long for this discovery to make its way around the farming communities. Just about anyone who grew up on a farm with an electric fence will tell you that they have tried this. I have spoken to people who remember being on the end of a long chain of people and being continually shocked until they could get a hold of someone else to be on the end. It works. Surrogate testing works on a similar principle. You can think of the subject who is actually being tested as the live wire. They are the one with the electrical current you are trying to tap into. Because surrogate testing is always used on someone who is present, the surrogate simply touches the subject to make the connection. Then, the testing is performed on the surrogate rather than the subject. Surrogate testing is the answer in any situation where a person is present physically but is not testable. Reasons that a person may be untestable might include the following. Age, such as testing an infant, a small child, or an elderly person. Physical limitation, such as injury, illness, pain, weakness, dehydration, or neck misalignment. Loss of consciousness, such as sleep or being in a comatose state. Or the inability to reason due to mental retardation or if you are helping an animal. Suppose you would like to test an infant. Anyone who is testable themselves can act as the surrogate for the infant. In the case of a child, the surrogate could be the child's mother or father or anyone that the child is comfortable with. Of course, if someone other than a parent is testing a child, they should be sure to obtain permission from the child's parents before attempting to help them. Anyone who is testable can act as a surrogate for anyone else. I've come to regard surrogate testing as an indispensable adjunct to muscle testing. If you are getting an inconsistent response while testing someone, my recommendation is to put a surrogate in between and perform the testing on the surrogate. The answers will be the same, and you will often find that using a surrogate will make it easier to detect the answers you are seeking. You'll find that certain people are somewhat easier to muscle test than others. For example, my wife Jean is very easy to test, and since we work together, I often use her as a surrogate. How to do surrogate testing. The first step in doing surrogate testing is to make sure that the surrogate himself is testable. Do this, as we have previously discussed, by simply having the surrogate make a yes or no, true or false statement, followed by a muscle test. Once you have a testable surrogate, proceed. Follow these steps. To make the connection, the surrogate simply touches or holds hands with the subject. Have the subject say their name in the form of a statement. My name is blank. Muscle test the surrogate, who should test strong. Next, have the subject make an incongruent statement by saying, my name is blank, using any name that is not their own. Now muscle test the surrogate. The surrogate should test weak at this point. If not, repeat step 3 until they do. Once the surrogate tests weak when the subject makes an incongruent statement, the connection has been made and testing may proceed. Within a few seconds after their initial physical contact, the surrogate and the subject will be connected and testing will be possible. Once this connection is made, you will ask questions of the subject or have the subject make the appropriate statements, but the muscle you're testing belongs to the surrogate, not the subject. Go through the questions described in the previous chapters to identify and locate any trapped emotions. Any change in energy that occurs in the subject will immediately flow through to the surrogate and become apparent through testing. To release a trapped emotion, pass the magnet down the back of the subject if possible. If for some reason this is not possible, passing the magnet down the back of the surrogate will also work, provided they are still connected energetically. The connection with surrogate testing is easy to break. The surrogate simply stops touching the subject. Surrogate testing children. Young children are not usually able to be muscle tested reliably. Surrogate testing provides a simple and efficient way to get the answers you need to help them. We can inherit trapped emotions, or we can form them during our time in the womb or during the birth process and at any time thereafter. It's not uncommon for children to be born with trapped emotions. While it is rare for a child to be born with a heart wall, it does happen. Children are so precious. You can help them in many cases simply by using a surrogate. The emotion code works the same way for children as it does for adults. Children that have stressful and difficult lives are certain to have trapped emotions, but any child can have trapped emotions, no matter how much love they receive or how favorable their home environment may be. On the following pages is a dramatic story about how removing trapped emotions helped a very disadvantaged little girl in a very big way. Julie's story. Julie was a crack baby. At one day old, she was placed into the custody of a foster family who hoped to adopt her. Her problems were certainly not over with. When I first saw her at age 2.5, she had been diagnosed with cerebral palsy, mental retardation, and severe asthma. She was also suffering from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Her behavior was like that of a wild animal. She was in a state of extreme agitation at all times, and it seemed that she would have literally climbed the walls of my office if she could have. She could not play with toys or other children, and she could not sit still for a second. She could not speak at all. She had tantrums that would last for hours at a time. She had been hospitalized for her asthma 7 times in the month before she was brought to our office and had been on machines to help her breathe. Her foster mother was very patient with her, which I found very admirable. By testing Julie through a surrogate, I was able to determine that she had a heart wall as well as other imbalances. Here are the trapped emotions that were forming her heart wall, which we were able to release one trapped emotion per visit over a month's time. Inherited love unreceived from birth mother. Love unreceived is a fairly common emotion which occurs when someone feels unloved or when their love for another is rejected. Julie's mother was suffering from a trapped emotion of love unreceived herself and passed this on to Julie at the moment of conception. As a society, our natural tendency is to judge people like Julie's birth mother because of their addictions. We see the outward behavior and the poor choices that people like her make, and we tend to look down on them. But what we do not see is the invisible, the hurt, the sorrow, and the grief that make up their own trapped emotions, their own heart walls. Julie's mother had such a burden. Inherited hatred from her birth father. We may never know what Julie's birth father had been through in his life that created hatred for him. Julie never met her birth father, but she was definitely affected by his trapped emotion of hatred. When trapped emotional energies pass from generation to generation, they interfere with how we would otherwise live. Emotions drive us to make the choices that we make. Emotions cause us to treat others the way that we treat them. Is it possible that trapped emotions that are inherited and passed from one generation to the next are partially to blame for generational abuse and dysfunction? Grief and anger from her birth mother. Both grief and anger had become trapped during the first trimester of Julie's time in the womb. These two emotions were her birth mother's response to being pregnant and had become trapped in Julie. These were the answers I received as I surrogate tested Julie. Grief, disheartedness, and sorrow, third trimester. It is not unusual for a child to develop trapped emotions from the deep feelings that their mother is experiencing while she is carrying them. I found trapped emotions of grief, disheartenedness, and sorrow, all emotions that her mother was feeling during the third trimester. Trapped emotions are most commonly produced in the third trimester, but can be created at any time during pregnancy. Hopelessness from her mother at birth. Julie's mother was apparently feeling the emotion of hopelessness while she was in labor. Julie was still in her mother's body at this time and within her mother's energy field. As her mother's body vibrated at the frequency of hopelessness, Julie began to resonate with that same frequency, and she was born with this trapped emotion. Unworthy and self-abuse at age 1. The emotions of unworthy and self-abuse were created by Julie herself because she had so much trapped emotional baggage compounded by toxicity from her mother's drug abuse. Her foster mother told me that when she was around this age, she used to bang her head against floors and walls. The results. After Julie's third treatment, she slept all night, and her breathing was no longer audible. By her fourth treatment, her asthma symptoms were gone. Shortly after her asthma symptoms disappeared, Julie's foster mother received a visit from her social worker. The social worker spent nearly 2 hours chatting with Julie's foster mother and filling out adoption paperwork. During this entire time, Julie sat on the floor and played quietly with her toys, something that she had never been able to do before. The amazed social worker asked, "What kind of medication do you have her on?" Betty replied, "Well, she is off all her medication now." Betty tells the story here in her own words.
Hi, my name's Betty, and this is Juliana. We got Juliana when she was a day old. She's a drug-exposed baby, and we plan on adopting her. She was sick in and out of the hospital at least 3 to 4 times a month, severe asthma. She was on a machine to help her breathe on prednisone and 2 or 3 other asthma medicines. She has cerebral palsy, and she had behavior was just terrible. Well, we found Dr. Nelson for my mother that was not doing well. And after seeing how far along she came, we decided to bring Julie to her. Well, Julie's been going almost probably 13 treatments. And when we came, she was in the hospital seven times in December, and she was on her machine. It's been 3 weeks since she's had any asthma medicine or used her asthma machine or anything. She's doing really well. She's walking much better. Behavior's almost gone. She's talking now. When we did start bringing her in, speech was not there. She's talking, counting. She's doing very, very well. We're very pleased. Very happy with the results so far. She's just a different child. It's to the point that we didn't know if we was going to make it through a day with her or not, between the asthma and her fit throwing, because she could have fits for 2.5 hours. And now she may get irritated, but no fits. You might cry a little bit. That's about it. We're very happy and we feel very good.
Gratifying results. Julie continued to improve, and before long, Julie's doctors informed Betty that they were withdrawing their diagnoses of cerebral palsy and mental retardation. Her erratic and uncontrollable behavior were gone, and Julie was like a new little girl. Our experience is that many behavioral and health issues that children have can be greatly improved or alleviated when the emotion code is employed. In Julie's case, her health and mental development were greatly impacted as well. I can't express how gratifying it can be to free little children from the grip of trapped negative energies that have the potential to ravage their young lives. Surrogate testing animals. Surrogate testing is the perfect solution for animals. Many animals could probably be tested directly if they could understand how to participate in the test, but it's much more effective to enlist a surrogate on their behalf. Let's say you want to test your horse. Simply ask the surrogate to touch the horse. Then direct your questions to the horse and test the surrogate to get the responses. When I test animals, I always talk to the animal as if it were a human being. The animal may not understand the words, but they do seem to connect with the emotional intention that our thoughts convey. Believe me, animals understand what we're trying to do for them. Their ability to understand human intention may even exceed our own at times. Surrogate testing works with cats, dogs, and all kinds of animals. There are so many remarkable stories about using the emotion code on animals that I've devoted the next chapter to this topic. Testing people who are unconscious. Surrogate testing also makes it possible to test someone who is unconscious or even in a coma. Even if the person is unresponsive or unable to make verbal contact, their subconscious mind is still at work. It never sleeps. A person's bodily functions are still working. They are still breathing. Their heart is still beating. Their subconscious mind is still alert to the environment and working to keep things on track. When you ask the mind-body a question, the subconscious mind will know the answer, but if the person is unconscious, they will not be able to actively participate in the test. So, testing through a surrogate is the perfect solution. Muscle testing should never be used in an emergency situation, when CPR would be a more appropriate response. A few years ago, my father suffered a massive brain aneurysm and fell into a coma. I was deeply concerned and eager to help him in any way I could. When Jean and I went to the hospital to see him, we found it impossible to get close enough to work on him directly due to all the tubes and wires that surrounded him. I asked Jean to act as surrogate for my father. Even though he was in a coma, we were immediately able to tap into his subconscious mind and determine the things that we could do to help him the most, in addition to all that was already being done by the hospital staff. It was an unforgettable experience that made me grateful indeed for the gift of surrogate testing. Getting permission. Just remember that you always need to obtain permission before you work on anyone, whether you are working on them directly using surrogate testing or proxy testing. Here are some common sense guidelines on who to obtain permission from in different scenarios. If the person is a conscious adult, you should get permission from them, obviously. If they're an unconscious adult, you should get permission from the subject's closest adult relative. If the person is a minor, then get permission from the minor's parent or guardian. And if the subject is a pet, then get permission from the pet, or the pet's owner, which is more likely. Surrogate testing is such a useful tool that I have found it indispensable in reaching the full potential of this work. It makes it simple and easy to work on pets, infants, small children, the unconscious, and those who are either too weak or in too much pain to be tested. Proxy testing. When someone has been given authority to act for someone else, we commonly refer to the authorized person as a proxy. A proxy is someone who acts as a substitute. In proxy testing, the proxy temporarily becomes the person being tested. By voluntarily putting themselves into the position of standing in for someone else, a proxy can be tested as if they were the subject of the testing, allowing their body to be used to benefit the subject. Proxy testing is most useful when you want to help someone who is not present or who is inaccessible for some reason. When you release trapped emotions from someone at a distance, it is literally a form of remote or distance healing. Although remote healing has not been incorporated into Western medicine, it has been practiced both anciently and in modern times by those who practice the Silva method, Qigong, Gung Fu, Reiki, and other respected techniques. Healing Allison in Japan. I once worked with a number of ballerinas from a local dance school near my practice. Allison, one of the dancers that I had been treating, went to Japan to dance with a group from Disneyland. Late one night, I got a phone call from Allison's worried mother. "Dr. Nelson, we have a big problem," she said. "Allison has hurt her hip and can't dance. She is supposed to be in a big show tomorrow. Is there anything you can do?" I told her I'd like to speak to Allison, so she gave me the number of her hotel in Japan. When I reached her, Allison described the problem with her hip and said it had started bothering her that day for no apparent reason and that she was having difficulty walking. Dancing the next day was out of the question. Having gotten permission from Allison's mother and from Allison to test her, I asked Jean to act as proxy. Although Allison was literally on the other side of the earth, we had no problem making the connection. We chose to call Allison on the phone in this situation to get her input, but it's important to note that proxy testing can be done without having the subject on the telephone while you are testing them. The energetic connection between the proxy and the subject is sufficient. Distance is no barrier to energy. Energy is truly everywhere and fills the world, and indeed fills the immensity of space. There is as much energy in the air between objects as there is in the objects themselves. Since energy is continuous and everywhere present, working on Allison presented no difficulty. We discovered that Allison had two trapped emotions lodged in the tissues of her hip. The trapped emotions had to do with loneliness and grief over her trip to Japan. "Do you feel that you don't want to be in Japan?" I asked Allison on the phone. She grudgingly admitted it was true. "It's exciting to be here and all," she said, "but I'm very homesick. I miss my mom and my friends. I just really don't want to be here, and I wish I could go home." By running a magnet down Jean's back, we released the two trapped emotions from Allison. Even though Allison was half a world away in Japan, the results were instantaneous. Before we hung up the phone with Allison, her hip pain was entirely gone. She went on stage the next day and danced without any problem. Doreen's remote experience. A patient named Doreen wanted to share this story about how remote healing was just as effective for her as being there in person. "I have seen Dr. Nelson intermittently over the last 10 years or so for various problems. I had been suffering for several days with the symptoms of a hiatal hernia, including heartburn and pain. I was really miserable, and I wasn't getting anything done. My husband Rick and I were sitting in our family room when Rick decided to make a phone call to Dr. Nelson to see if there was anything that he could do to help me. He found through testing that my symptoms were being caused by a trapped emotion, and he treated it. I can honestly say that the relief was instantaneous as we were sitting there, and the symptoms completely left me before the phone conversation was over. I highly recommend that people be open to this type of treatment. There are wonderful discoveries available to us today through remote treatments by those who are knowledgeable." Doreen N. How to do proxy testing. Let's talk about the actual steps involved in doing a proxy test. Above all else, you must obtain permission from the subject who is going to be tested. It's an invasion of privacy and is unethical to test someone without their permission. Let's say that Ryan Jones would like to be tested and treated. He has given his permission to you and your friend Susan to do so by proxy, since he is out of town. Susan has volunteered to act as proxy for Ryan, so you'll be doing the testing on Susan. As in any other type of muscle testing, you must make sure that the person who will be acting as proxy is testable. So perform a baseline test on the proxy first to make sure. To establish an energetic connection between Susan and Ryan, have Susan make the statement, "My name is Ryan Jones." Now perform a muscle test. This statement will most likely elicit a weak muscle response at first, but the connection will occur if you persist a bit. Simply have the proxy repeat this statement. In this example, "My name is Ryan Jones," a few more times, each time followed by a muscle test. The clearer your intention to connect Ryan and Susan, the faster it will happen. Generally, within a few attempts, the energetic connection will be made and the muscle test will suddenly become strong. To continue with this particular example, Susan will now test strong when she says, "My name is Ryan Jones." If Susan makes the statement, "My name is Susan," she will test weak temporarily. Susan is now acting on behalf of Ryan. At this point, everything that is tested on Susan as the proxy is actually being tested on Ryan, however far away he may be. It's important to understand that when this energetic connection is made between the proxy and the subject, the connection is very real. In some way that we do not understand, the needs of the proxy are entirely set aside temporarily in order to aid the subject. Any question that you ask the proxy, you are now asking the subject. Any trapped emotion that you find by testing the proxy, you are actually finding in the body of the subject. Until the connection is broken, anything that you want to test on the subject, you will simply test on the proxy. The answers will be the same. In this same way, any correction that you want to make on the subject, or any trapped emotion that you want to release on the subject, you will simply perform on the proxy. As you can imagine, this is a very useful tool. It allows you to not only find out what trapped emotions are stuck inside the body of a remote person, but to release those emotions from afar, and often relieve their symptoms immediately. After the connection is made, you can use the emotion code the same way it has been presented previously. Ask questions and identify any trapped emotions in the subject by testing the proxy. When you identify a trapped emotion by testing the proxy, you can release it just as you would if the subject were there with you. Simply use a magnet on the proxy. Remember that energy knows no barriers of distance. Your intention to heal and your belief that it can be done make it so. Breaking the connection. Once you have completed this process, it is very important to break the connection between the proxy and the person being helped. If the connection is not broken, the proxy may actually begin to eventually experience the emotional state of the person they were acting as proxy for. On one occasion, I had been using the emotion code to help a woman who lived in Cleveland. Her sister had been a patient of mine for some time at my clinic in California and would act as proxy for her sister on occasion. I once made the mistake of not breaking the connection between the two of them at the end of a session. The next day, my patient came back to my office and said, "Something is wrong. I feel like I'm turning into my sister. I'm feeling her emotions, I think. It's weird. Could I still be connected to her?" I immediately realized my mistake, broke the connection, and she felt like herself again. When you are finished, thank the person who has acted as proxy. To break the connection, simply have the proxy state their own name and muscle test them until they test strong. For example, if the proxy's own name is Susan, have her say, "My name is Susan." If she tests weak, she is still connected to the subject. In that case, simply ask her to repeat the statement with her own name in it until she tests strong. That's how you know the connection is broken. It's just that simple. Something special. I feel that there is something truly sacred and special about healing using a proxy. The way that the subconscious mind of the proxy subordinates the self in favor of the subject is amazing. The knowledge of how to do this, as well as how to make the connection at any distance, is hardwired into us all. I am always thrilled when I work with someone long distance by proxy and the subject finds an immediate improvement or release of symptoms. I hope you will give both surrogate and proxy testing a try. Anyone can do it, including you. Though I am confident that you can learn to do proxy testing with practice, I find that some of my readers are interested in having our help. If you are interested in having me and or my staff treat you remotely using proxy testing, please visit theemotioncode.com/proxy.htm. At this website, you will be able to answer questions about your particular issues as well as receive more information about the process of receiving treatment by proxy. Surrogate testing is particularly powerful when it comes to helping your pets. In the next chapter, you will hear a lot more about how amazing the emotion code can be when used on animals.